Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. By now, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery have become household names. The deaths of the three black individuals have sparked days of nationwide protesting against racism and police violence. Over the weekend in Bowling Green, what looked like 1,000 people gathered in Circus Square Park for the city's largest demonstration yet.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Breonna.
Friday would have been Louisville emergency medical technician Breonna Taylor's 27th birthday. She was killed in mid-March while police were executing a no-knock search warrant on her home. Her name, along with the others, has become a common rallying cry heard in Bowling Green's demonstrations, which have been growing. Speaking from a stage before Friday's march to the Warren County Justice Center, Omega Buckner of Miracle Life gave her view of the situation.
And all the old heads who've been around can testify to this. That this, what we're seeing, marches all over the world for one cause, saying that a Black Lives Matter has never occurred in the history of America. So I'm saying to you today, this time is different. Somebody better yell, this time is different.
The protests began in late May after George Floyd died when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Speaking Friday, Deputy Bowling Green Police Chief Mike Delaney referenced a video of the incident.
What's his name?
George Floyd.
What's his name?
George Floyd.
That's who brought us out here tonight. That was one tipping point that brought us out here tonight. As a peace officer and as a police officer and as a black man, I watched that video. So I got disgusted twice.
Delaney and other local law enforcement leaders have publicly denounced the officers involved in Floyd's death. All four seen in the video now face criminal prosecution. Still, the overwhelming sentiment in Bowling Green was that the work is not done. Bowling Green Warren County NAACP President Ryan Dearbone spoke after another speaker spent 3 minutes reading names of some of the individuals who have died in police encounters.
Those who hate, they're willing to die for their cause. They're willing to put their lives, their careers on the line for their cause. Are we willing to do the same? Are we willing to stop having to call out names? She named off too many names.
We shall overcome someday. We shall.
One of the demonstrators, a Western Kentucky University graduate from Memphis who went by the mononym Chase, shared in Dearbone's sentiment when reflecting on the constant nature of the protests happening.
It's necessary. Systematic racism is real. It's something that's every single day. And you have to work towards it. You can't just be like, I want racism to stop. And so Bowling Green, we're taking that initiative. We're making it happen.
Yet some city leaders like Commissioner Dana Beasley Brown, who gave out her personal cell phone number a week prior, say people need to remain mindful of how much their input matters.
I have received in the last week 3 emails. That's it about this issue. So vote, be educated about voting, but also you have an incredible amount of power that you maybe not realize you have.
The near daily demonstrations have taken different shapes since they began a little over a week ago. The first time dozens of individuals gathered in Circus Square Park, it was because of information shared on a Facebook status, not an event page. A midday march a couple days later spread by word of mouth and social media posts to Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. Crowds mostly grew each time. After Friday's march, the event turned into a birthday celebration for Taylor as people ate cake and danced while the park emptied. Many of the attendees said they'd be back. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson. Hey.